Welcome to Under the Tooth, the podcast which aims to bring dentistry right to your ear. From general dentistry, specialty training, and everything in between. My name's Ilyas.
My name's Asha.
And my name's Sari. We want to introduce the Under the Tooth podcast to you. With this podcast, we want to bring an innovative way of sharing knowledge, wisdom, and real-life experiences.
So you might be wondering, how do we know each other? Well, we're friends through our workplace. We're all dentists. And one day we decided, you know what, let's give it a go, let's give it a try. And we really want to just give some information, talk about some hot topics, and actually get some guests on to have a little chat with us.
Yeah, so we all listened to podcasts in our spare time, whenever we're at the gym, whenever we're driving. And we always found everyone that they bring on are always really inspiring. They always talk about really interesting things within other fields, but there was nothing really out there for dentistry. So we came up with this idea, and we really hope that everyone likes it.
Yeah, we wanted to use it as an opportunity for all of us in the dental team to get in touch with each other, share lots of information. We all tend to be stuck in our surgeries and maybe not get as much access to different specialties and kind of in our little bubble. So we thought this would be a really nice way of getting all specialties in together and for everyone to just kind of have a chat and share as much information as possible.
And we want to make it really interactive, guys. So we do have an email address, which is underthetooth@gmail.com. So we would love for you guys to email in questions. You know, even if you think you'd want to come up and be like one of our guests, we're more than happy. If you think you have something to offer or you want to talk about something, then give us a little, drop us a little line. And also, I have a little obsession with Instagram. So at Under the Tooth, Instagram us, hashtag us. And we'll actually be putting a lot of content up there, won't we?
We're also on Twitter as well. Twitter's good too.
Let's not forget Twitter.
And it doesn't always have to be dentistry related. We're quite interested in sharing all our real life experiences, all the hobbies and outside of work interests that we all as dentists have, and they can all vary from playing professional football to opera singing. So it'd be nice to just get...
Are you a secret
opera singer? Sorry, he's got some hidden talent.
So it'd be nice if, we got some...
But we need to find this dentist opera singer now.
Guys, if you're opera singing, then please give us a little email, because Sari definitely wants you to come on. Show him a few tips. But yeah, guys, I mean, we're moving away from, you know, paper-based newsletters. You know, we're trying to support sustainability as well. So what better way to do it than to be able to listen to us? And I mean, Ilyas was talking about us listening to podcasts. I have like a 1 hour, 45 minute commute when I go to one of my jobs. So that's a long time. So I've listened to a lot of podcasts, and you know, it can pass your time. You can gain some lot of valuable information and have a laugh with yourself as well when you're listening.
Yeah, but podcasts, we all love podcasts.
I know that's why we're doing
it. That's why we're doing it, really. And they're always really easy to listen to as well. I don't know, which podcast do you guys listen to? Like, I listen to, like, TED Radio Hour.
Yeah, so like, I love listening to TED as well. And, you know, there's some random ones that you listen to.
I'm a big sports fan, so I tend to listen to loads of sports ones.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, we also want to kind of give it out there for loads of young ones, students or wannabe dentists. So it's really nice to just kind of give them an idea of what we do day to day and that we are normal human beings.
Definitely, we are normal, we're not robots. And we've got a website as well, which we've not told you about, because guess what, it's called underthetooth.com. But we're going to put some blogs up there as well, so you know, from our podcast, we might write a little story from it so you can catch it. I'm sure you guys will all want to listen and tune in, but also you can have a look and a little nosy at that website.
Hopefully in the future we'll get a little mobile app and a YouTube channel. And hopefully that just creates another way of interacting with everyone out there.
I mean, like, I think that it's a good idea. And I think that, you know, we should have done this a while. Like, we've been talking about it for a while, and then, you know, it's getting the confidence for us to, you know, come on and do it. The confidence for me to be able to talk on this because of my Scottish accent. Didn't know if people would be able to understand me, but these two do.
I mean,
so
we have a bit of difficulty sometimes, but
we'll leave some show notes just in case.
Subtitles.
Yeah.
Invisible subtitles.
On the YouTube videos.
So yeah, I'll just get abused while we're on this. No, I'm joking. So yeah, we want to, like, you know, keep the morale up as well. With it can be a bit isolating, the profession sometimes. You feel like maybe other people aren't going through the same thing as you are, or they've not experienced or had the same challenges that you have faced. But actually, a lot of the time you'll find that you're not alone, and people have experienced or are experiencing the same thing. And we've got some really good guests that will be coming on. So definitely keep checking us out.
Something else that we intend to do on every podcast is have a fun question, which we've devised. The funnest question we could think of was to ask. Why are you laughing, Asha? To ask every guest whether or not they like manual or electric toothbrush, just because we're a dental podcast as opposed to this.
Oh wow, and sorry, got so excited for that question that he knocked everything in the room around. Just picture that. But like, I don't know if any other dentists out there do think the same, but a lot of people ask me that question, manual or electric. They're so excited and interested.
Yeah.
Actually, guys, why don't we like do it now?
So let's start off.
Okay,
so,
who's going to go first?
You're going to go first?
Sorry,
I'll go first.
I don't know if I want to share this information. It's very personal.
No, actually, you go first.
So I'm a manual girl through and through. I mean, yeah, I don't know why. Electric, I don't know if I'm just a bit lazy to charge my timer, but it's a bit of an effort, and I just think that you get full control over your manual toothbrush, and you can clean where and how you want to clean.
This is the thing, everyone's so specific on their reasoning. Everyone's got this sort of deep thought out reason why they're picking whichever one.
Oh, what about you, Sari?
What about you,
Sari? I'm actually both. It's
How can you be both?
I use manual in the morning.
One in each
and
hand.
I use an electric in the evening.
I thought you meant half and half. You know, upper arch is electric, lower is manual.
Have you tried that before?
I've tried that before, actually.
Wow.
Sometimes it's effective, but nah, you didn't.
You should see this guy's teeth.
Electric in the evening, just because I've got more time. In the morning, I'm always late, so...
Slightly grumpy.
I've always got definitely grumpy. But always late, so it's just manual. No annoying timer.
No pressure.
I like the timer, so I always use electric.
Oh my god, so we're all so different.
I feel like it gives you a really good clean.
Is that because you're just like, you know, can't bother?
Is your technique not up to date, mate?
Look, you
says
you
who does half and half. You probably brushed like twice over the same bit.
It's just nice. It's nice, isn't it? It allows you to... It rotates. It feels like you've just been to the dentist. All your teeth feel really clean, all really smooth. Yeah, I don't know. It's nice.
That nice clean feel.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Nice. Actually, we're all so different. So yeah.
So I guess we're representing all the different possibilities.
We are. We've even got like a hybrid in the middle. but that's quite interesting. So yeah, if you want to tune in to see your favorite guests, manual
reveal
electric.
their toothbrush habits.
And definitely, but no, guys. So yeah, we really want this to be interactive, like we said. So just make sure, you know, give us a DM, give us an email. We will reply when we can. And definitely, if you think you have something to offer, then do come up. We don't want people not to think that they.
Can't be on the podcast. Everybody's welcome. Any suggestions you've got for topics you want to hear about, anything you're unsure about from any of the dental specialties, or you want to know about any new information out there, just give us a line and we'll hopefully chat about it.
And some of the guests that we'll have on, we will ask you guys, like, you know, you can email in or DM us if you have specific questions to ask them, if they're from a specific speciality that you're interested in. So, you know, we'll pick and choose some of the questions on that. So, yeah, if you have specific questions you want to answer, then ask them. But, yeah.
Sounds great.
Thank you. We hope you're going to tune in. Keep an eye out on all our social media pages, website, blogs. And like we said, you want to know anything, then please do get in touch. Yeah?
Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.